This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Yo, welcome to your Monday show, everybody.
Good morning, happy Monday, happy first Monday of summer.
Oh, it's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte's out today. We call this Monday Fun Day. And if it's not feeling fun day, it's okay.
It's forced. It's manifestation. Manifestation Monday.
Yes. We don't really feel a fun day either, but it's okay. It's sunny out. It's very sunny. It's going to be hotter than hell today. There's a lot of things to look forward to, right? Your kids are out of school. That may be good. That may be whatever. It's just think of something positive to kick your Monday off, because it's Monday fun day on the show. How was the weekend?
We had like the cutest little first weekend of summer vibes.
Yeah?
Like we went to the pool. We were swimming.
The pool.
I love swimming. We went to the Merritt Towson pool.
Merritt, duh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking like a neighborhood pool. Like,
no, because Garage Boy and I was, because we work out there a lot.
Yeah.
And so we went out there, but that pool is always popping.
Yeah.
It's always popping. And I love being in the water. I love swimming. And then we got ice cream.
So
I had a
summer
cone. It was just very like summer is here
totally.
And we're going to like vibe it out.
100%.
Yeah.
I went over to the Lake Fest over in Columbia. It's this big art festival. So, like, basically everyone that's, like, an artist brings their art out to, like, sell and show and everything.
Love that. Is that kind of, like, a summer thing, or is that an every weekend thing?
I don't know. It's definitely an every weekend thing. I don't know if they do it
like
multiple times.
Like, maybe once a month,
or
like
maybe
the first Friday or Saturday of the month in summer.
I'm not sure. It's the first time I've been over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's over by near where I live. It's, like, across from the Columbia Mall. But I'd never been before. But what was really cool about it was there were so many different types of art. Like, there were some people that, like traditional, you know, paint on canvas. There's a woman that, like, made puppets.
Yeah.
You know, there's people that made art out of glass. I mean, it was just every different type of art. Something I was thinking was, like, it's so cool that people that they can be creative like that and, like, make art out of, like, they just wake up one day and they're like, hey, you know what?
This is my brain.
This is my brain. And,
yeah.
Like, and they just make it happen. I'm like, it's kind of beautiful how people can just do that. I can't do that. Like, this is about as talented as I get, as I just come on here and make silly jokes on the microphone. But, like, people can literally create.
I think the same thing about
it, you know?
I watch a lot of videos of, like, people making dresses or clothes.
Right.
How, like, you can go to a fabric store. It's just straight up fabric.
Yo.
And then somehow you just made a bomb ass dress for your birthday on your own with sequins and everything.
How do y'all do that?
It's crazy.
Now, I'll say, out of all the weekend stories, Charlotte, our producer, by far, will have the most interesting weekend out of all of us. Okay.
She will.
What is she doing?
I'm still hesitant, though, even though she sent us pictures. So, okay. Charlotte's somewhere. And, like, she also said before she went that she was going somewhere haunted. So when she sent us pictures yesterday of where she was, I was like, girl, why are you sending me photos of a place that's haunted? You know I don't want anything like that on my phone. Thankfully to her, she did say it wasn't as scary, so she kept me in mind. But still, like, even if it's remotely haunted, don't send that to me.
I know. She's okay, so what she's doing is, like, a haunted ghost weekend, like, different.
With her family.
Like, yeah, with her sister. She's, like, doing, like, haunted hotel weekend. And like just going from hotel to hotel, haunted hotel to haunted hotel in PA somewhere. I don't know. It'll be a story when she gets back tomorrow. So just hang on for that.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
Allstate has just released their 2025 America's Best Drivers Report. So what they do is they analyze auto claims data to determine the likelihood that drivers in the 200 most populated cities will get into a crash compared to the national average. And Baltimore did land on this list, but we ranked 198 out of 200 for the safest driving city. So unfortunately, that places Baltimore on the list of the top 10 riskiest driving cities in the country. But the bright side is at least we're better than D.C. D.C. ranked 199. And in last place, Boston, Texas leads the country for safe driving.
Like, do you know it's bad here? Like, do you recognize? I don't know if you're from here. If you, like, know it's really bad here. Like, Jess and I aren't originally from Maryland. So when we moved here, we were instantly like, what? Now, Jess is from California, mm-hmm. known for not great driving. Mm-hmm. I'm from Atlanta, also a city not known for great driving. We both move here and we're, like, still taken back with how bad.
It's wild.
So scary here, man. It's
like, wild.
It's so scary here.
Number two.
According to a color psychology expert, if you are feeling a little stressed these days, you might want to wear more green. The expert says that green is the psychological primary color that balances the other three, red, yellow, and blue. So if you're too stressed, it could calm you down. If you're feeling down, it could lift you up. And there are studies that show that seeing the color green in your environment actually lowers your stress level and can help you feel less anxious.
Interesting.
Number one.
Here we go again. Bieber breakup rumors were circulating over the weekend after Hailey Bieber was spotted out in New York City twice without her wedding ring, which of course sent the internet spiraling. Fans have been on high alert ever since Hailey briefly unfollowed Justin on Instagram earlier this year, which she blamed on a glitch, but okay. But then in a recent Vogue interview, Hailey tried to shut down all of like the breakup rumors, all of the divorce rumors, saying you'd think after having a child, people would maybe move on and chill a little bit, but no. But then the plot twist was she was spotting her ring, wearing her ring, so she had it back on. What does it mean? We don't know. But of course, Justin Bieber was not silent on his own social media accounts this weekend. He did post kind of like a cryptic IG story yesterday of a guy ranting about being ghosted and having anxiety and overthinking. He also posted a photo of like, it was like black and white, and it kind of looked like he was on a plane by himself with like a broken heart emoji. I don't know. Like, are things okay? Is this all a coincidence? It's obviously TBD, but I think what is unfortunate for Hailey Bieber is I forget wearing my ring sometimes.
I was going to ask you that question. Like,
I do.
How often, what percentage of time do you think you leave the house without wearing your ring? If you had to say, like, percentage of time?
Not, I mean.
10%, 20%?
Maybe 20%, maybe.
I mean, that's still pretty often, though.
And what sucks is for Hailey, and again, obviously that's hard to say because the Biebers have been in the tabloids and, like, news a bunch, right?
Sure.
But it's like, accidentally, this woman forgets her ring. It's going to cause a whole spectacle. So I think that's unfortunate.
That's true.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see. This is Jess, and that's your top three brought to you by Goal Vision. Good morning.
Okay. I want you to try to imagine what's the absolute worst location to get tased. Like, not, I'm not calling your body, but like physical location to get tased. Because I'm pretty sure this guy in Pennsylvania has found it. Like, I don't. I don't even know, man.
Oh, you're talking about like somewhere, like not somewhere. A place on your body.
No, no, no.
Oh, okay,
like
okay.
Someplace.
I was confused.
Someplace.
Okay.
To get tased. I just know it's about to get wacky, y'all. Welcome to your Monday morning edition of PA So Cray Cray. And this is like quintessential PA So Cray Cray. This music just works beautifully for it. If you've never done one of these with us before, why do we do this segment, Jess?
We love our neighbors in PA. We just tend to, you know, every Monday around this time, we just kind of want to gather around and see what exactly is going on with our neighbors. Because there tends to be bizarre, maybe unique, random situations take place there.
We definitely keep an eye on the whole Mid-Atlantic region. Like, we're in Maryland, but, like, we keep up with the news from everybody. D.C., we keep up with Virginia, Delaware, and Pennsylvania. And, like, if we were a neighborhood, this would be the house where the cops were always getting called. You know, you'd always be looking out the window and, like, they'd be the... You'd be like, what's happening over there? Like, what's going on,
is
man?
It? I feel like they could say that about us, too. So there's... Okay, I would like to make
but
it
it's
clear
like
there's
the
no
weird,
pointing at the finger.
No,
I'm
there's
aware.
Definitely pointing at fingers.
No, but it's
These
not.
Stories are
we
so
got our
weird.
Own business going on.
The stories here, I promise you.
And it's mainly, you know, I feel
it's
like
the
we're,
weird
we're peeking through the blinds.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's more of that.
Because
vibe.
The stories, I promise you, are just bizarre there. We have our problems here for sure, but the stories are weirder in Pennsylvania. Here's just more proof of that. Last weekend, this happened... Listen... This happened right across the border, man. We actually, the radio station reaches there, so, like, y'all can hear us. What up, York? What's going on? There's a 29-year-old man that apparently stripped down to his birthday suit, okay?
Where?
Completely in the nude in York. So, like, right there. Like, we can almost wave to our neighbors in York, PA. And he broke into a stranger's house.
Oh, ew.
Okay? And he... He just walked, broke into the house and walked in completely in his birthday suit.
And ew.
Made himself comfortable
ew.
By hopping into the family's shower. Why? We don't know. So the homeowner then called 911 like anyone would do.
Oh.
While this man was just fully relaxed in their bathroom. So the police obviously show up and...
Is he under the influence of something?
This man, well, we'll get to this in the story. So the man refused to leave the shower. And it decided to fight the police officers while he was soaking wet, which obviously did not go well for this guy. So what do they have to do? The police officers have to tase this man
while he
is
in
wet.
The shower.
While he's wet.
Oh.
Because they have no other option but to tase him while he's wet, y'all. I cannot think of a worse location to actually get tased while you're wet in a shower naked.
Yeah.
That has to be the worst possible spot.
Yeah.
It has to be. And of course, this would happen anywhere. It's going to happen in Pennsylvania. So the dude's now facing criminal trespassing, resisting arrest, and indecent exposure.
But, like, what was the deal? Why was he doing that?
They don't know. They have no idea. They have no idea. They think it... Now, they don't have the... This just happened on Sunday, last Sunday. So, like, we're a little over a week away from the story. They don't have... They haven't released at least a drug test or anything. They think drugs were involved. I also am not a police officer or a drug toxicologist.
I mean, gross, though. I mean, like obviously,
yeah,
like, you deserve to get tased.
What?
Sorry, I don't care if you're dry or wet or whatever. Like, if you're being a grossy poo, naked in someone's home, nasty, you're dirty, you're in my house, you're in my shower. Not only am I terrified, now I have to deep clean my shower. You're disgusting.
That's a stranger in your shower, just
no.
in general.
No,
can
that's
you ever
what, that's
use that
saying.
Shower again?
That's what
you
I'm saying. Like,
you can't.
I
you have to move. You
I
clearly
can't.
Have to move.
No, I can't.
Y'all, this is why we call it PA So Cray Cray. It's just bizarre.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
How are we feeling, by the way? How's it? What's the vibe? Obviously, it was a pretty crazy news weekend. How are you feeling, Jess?
I think the word is heavy and concerned.
Yeah.
And just being completely honest, I think the biggest, I cried.
Did you?
I cried Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And the biggest concern is the innocent lives that have been lost and that are currently in danger on all sides.
Yeah.
Altogether.
Of course.
Whether it's for our own troops.
Right.
And for everyone.
Yeah.
In the Middle East.
In case you don't know, I mean, I'm sure by now you've been caught up on the news. Let's just do a really quick, I guess, recap.
Right. So the U.S. military launched a series of coordinated bombing attacks on Saturday against 3 Iranian nuclear facilities in a major escalation of the ongoing Middle East conflict.
And obviously, we're not a news station. We're not going to deep dive into this or anything. But I know that, like, what we do is, as friends, is we sit around and we kind of talk about, like, just how all this is affecting us. I mean, I've been a wreck. My head's not like 100% in the game today, so I feel like I kind of owe you an apology. This show is not like 100%. My best friend, Dan, we call him like my only guy friend because he really is my only guy friend.
He's your best friend.
He is my best friend. Been my best friend since fourth grade. He's military, he's army pilot, and he is in Syria right now, which location-wise is about 4 hours from the nearest attack, which seemed to me far away. Now, luckily, I can still text him, which has been great. So I checked in with him. I'm like, hey, look, how you feeling? What's going on? He's obviously, you know, really nervous.
Mm-hmm.
But the way he put it to me was he's about a 6-minute missile attack away.
From everything that's going on.
6 minutes, man. So, like, it's like hitting really close to home. Mm-hmm. So I mean, obviously the news is affecting all of us. I thought what we'd do this morning is we could get our therapist friend Leah on to like kind of give us, I don't know, just some words of wisdom. Good morning, Leah. Hey.
Good morning.
So how are we supposed to cope with all this news? It's just stressful.
Yeah, I'll be 100% honest with clients. I'm not faking the funk and being like, things are all rainbows and butterflies over here. Like, it's a tough time. Like, I think that's a reality. And sometimes we just have to be real with one another, because otherwise living in delusion isn't helpful. So yeah, mm-hmm. It's a really weird time.
I think with this one, it's different because with COVID and with the election, it was like things had already happened. And then we were dealing with the anxiety. With this one, it's almost like there's this impending thing that might be happening, right? Everyone's saying, oh my gosh, is it going to be another world war? Is there something that like we can do mentally when it comes to worrying about the future of what could be happening, you know?
The could, would, shoulds, all those things aren't really great for our psyche. Those are things we can't control, right? I think generally speaking, And it's, again, easier said than done, because the reality is there's a lot that's going on that's outside of our control. But the best thing is taking it one day at a time. Mm-hmm. I always tell clients that there's a balance of consuming news and doing things that are grounding and soothing and good for our mental health. Yeah. And sometimes just even limiting how much time you read an article or take a complete day away from the news, because the truth of the matter is we'll hear about it, right? If something so big's happening, someone in our lives will share that with us. So even if you take time away from the news, we're not going to miss something mm-hmm. if we decide we need a day away. Mm-hmm. Pausing and giving yourself time to do something grounding that can orient you to the here and now. Like for me, a lot of it's exercise that's helpful, or going on a walk with the dogs, doing things meaningful in your life, whether it's prayer or spirituality or connecting with loved ones. How can we in this moment take control? So like if you have a friend who's deployed, trying to reach out when you can and just like touch base over here and not here, right? Like those are the things we can do to kind of alleviate some of the anxiety. Be like, okay, we're not actually in crisis right in this moment, like ourselves. Yes, right. The world for sure is in crisis, but like you and I, right? Like I'm at home. What can I do? Mm-hmm. I can't help the state of the world. So I'm right now, what's within my control? I can take care of myself. I can eat regular meals. I can hydrate. I can work out. I can talk to loved ones. Like I know it sounds like super simple, but sometimes the very basics is what we have to do.
We're catching up with our therapist friend Leah following the U.S. military launching a series of coordinated bombing attacks on Saturday. And obviously, too, you know, this week there's going to be a ton of updates on that situation. Anything else you want to mention that we can keep in mind on how to help us through that this week?
Finding moments that give you a sense of hope. So just focusing on those small but meaningful moments with people in the world. Like if you have like a nice moment with someone in the grocery store, you're getting coffee and like you pet someone's dog and you have this like nice moment with them. I think just having the meaningful human connections and moments is helpful for instilling and having hope. Like we're in this together. A lot of us are scared, and just connecting with others, because I think it can feel incredibly alone because of just the overwhelm of the world and how you're just in your mind thinking about it. So I think just focusing on connections and other ways to maintain some semblance of hope. So whether that's even like, again, like going, connecting to your spirituality, donating somewhere, things that can give you a sense of like, there's good in the world. I can have hope to offset some of this anxiety and distress, because hope is so important.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Hopefully, thank you, Leah. We appreciate that. We love you. We love you. And let's try to do that the rest of the show. Is like, obviously, we had to check in, talk about it. And now let's have some fun. And like,
and we're going to try to be that balance for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Throughout the rest
today,
of the morning.
Today and always.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000.
All right, let's go. Five chances this week to win $1,000 in free gas, and it starts right now. Okay, this is called the $1,000 Minute. Beth and Abby are up today. Guys, it's been forever. Where have you guys been? What's been going on?
Trying every single day.
Aww.
Well, you know what?
Well, we appreciate you. We're happy you're here.
It's so popular now.
The stars have aligned, and you guys are back, and we are happy to have you here. You guys know how this game goes. We will go to Jess to remind everybody else, and we're going to go for it. We're going to go for $1,000. Jess, how do we do it?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we'll go back to them only if there's time at the end. Beth and Abby, you ready to play?
Yep.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and gas starts now.
Question number one. How many S's are in the word successful?
3.
Correct. Question number two. How many ounces are in 5 pounds?
Oh, my goodness. Pass.
Question number four. What is the name of Batman's butler?
Pass.
Question number four. What Netflix series is about teenagers battling supernatural forces in Hawkins, Indiana?
Stranger Things.
Correct. Question number five. How many prime numbers are there between 20 and 30? It's a lot of math today.
Right. One.
That's not one, unfortunately. I know you had to go for it, though. Honestly,
23 and 29.
You had to go for it. You had to go for it. I'm proud of you for going for it because you almost had to it with that many seconds in. It's all right. Let's go back and let's go through that. The ounces to pounds thing, man. That was rough for a Monday.
I got it. 80.
That's correct. Yeah. How many ounces are in 5 pounds is 80. What is the name of Batman's butler? That's Alfred.
Alfred.
Let's see how you would have done on 6 and 7. Number 6, what board game involves popping a plastic dome filled with dice to move pieces around the board?
Trouble.
Yep,
Trouble,
correct.
Yeah.
And number 7, what pigment causes leaves to appear green in the summer?
Chlorophyll?
That's correct.
Man, we almost had it.
Oh, man.
We gave you guys a 1:20, you would have had it today, I feel like. We would have had it. But
we're just happy you're here. It's been a long time before we got to chat with you.
It's been a long time, yes.
What kind of summer camp are we going to? What's the vibe?
An interesting one.
Well, we asked no more questions then. I don't know if we...
It'll be fine.
Okay, cool.
Your life, your vibe.
Enjoy your interesting summer camp. We'll leave it at that.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, Abby, it's good to hear from you. Have a good time at summer camp. Beth, always a pleasure. Same time tomorrow, we'll come back with 7 new trivia questions, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Have a good day, you guys, and make sure to head to Dashin and try their new brand new mouthwatering parfait, creamy low-fat Yoplait yogurt, mixed berries, and crunchy granola. It's healthy, wholesome, and made fresh every day at Dashin.
Yeah, would you be suspicious if your partner just all of a sudden turned their location off on their phone, like if you guys shared locations, but then turned it back on? Would that be weird to you? He's got an excuse, but are you buying it? Let's talk and judge Jess.
Are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra.
This is Judge Jess.
For legality reasons, I think we have to tell you that Jess has no law degree.
True.
She just has a lot of opinions.
A lot of life.
32 whole years.
Yeah. Of life.
Of
issues.
School of hard knocks is where she graduated from, y'all.
Of problems.
She got no problem sharing it with you, too. So that's what we turned this segment into. Judge Jess is basically when you've got a disagreement with somebody and you guys can't seem to figure out who's right and who's wrong, we just say call our voicemail, 855-Kramer-Jess. It's a real voicemail. And tell us the situation. Then Jess will basically solve it for you.
Hey, it's Amy from Aberdeen. I have a question for Judge Jess. The other day, I went to call my husband during his lunch break. I called him twice and he didn't answer. Well, we have location on our phones and his was turned off. And I'm like, what is going on? So when he got home, I said, why did you turn it off? And he said he was buying me a birthday gift and didn't want me to know. But my birthday is like 5 weeks away. And I just think if you agree to turn the location on your phone to know where each other is, it should always be on. Otherwise, you're going to be suspicious. He says it's because he was buying a gift, he didn't want me to know, and it's okay to turn it off every once in a while. Is it okay? Because I just don't think it is. I mean, do I have a reason to be suspicious, or am I just blowing this out of proportion? I really appreciate your help, Jess.
Okay. Okay. So, is it like, do you enter into like a unbreakable contract when you agree to share your location?
Okay.
With your partner, you know? It's a pretty big deal, right? Like, hey, you can like see where I am and I see where you are. But is it like unbreakable where you're like, I'm never going to turn this off? This is never, you're always going to be able to see my location? Or is it weird then if you turn it off? Because I don't... He said, hey, I'm buying you a birthday gift. Like, is that weird to turn it off?
I feel like if your partner turns off their location for the first time ever and your automatic response is to think that they're doing something shady, that's a bigger issue here. Like, you're telling me this has never happened before and you automatically think your husband's cheating on you? No, that's not okay. And what's frustrating
it's
about this...
It's a little weird, though, right?
But it's not, though. Okay,
you don't think that's weird?
No.
You don't think that's weird.
I don't, because here's the deal.
You don't think that's weird?
If he's getting his wife a birthday gift, she's clearly checking that thing like it's Instagram, okay? So if he wants to actually surprise her, then he probably turned it off. I'm telling you right now.
You don't think that's weird?
Listen to me. If Garage Boy, for whatever reason, were to turn off his location, I would be like, what happened? And if he gave me this reason, I'd be like, okay, I'm not getting divorce papers and thinking my husband's cheating on
Jessica.
Me. That's not going to be my first thought. What? If my husband told me he was getting my birthday present, and here's the thing too. So I think what's crazy about this is like, okay, so you want your partner to do something for your birthday. Now he is. And then now he's getting in trouble for it. And like, if he didn't plan, if he wasn't thinking ahead and he got you like some random thing on his way home from CVS, you'd be upset, wouldn't you? So now this man is actually trying. And then you're going to tell him, now you think that he's cheating on you?
This is crazy.
5 weeks. Jessica, that's barely a month out that you're planning to get your wife a birthday present.
You think your husband, you think Garage Boy buys your birthday gift 5 weeks out?
I do. Because what he got me, for my birthday, this last birthday, he had to order way ahead of time. And I know it.
If you bang that gavel and you say that this is normal, you're letting this woman get cheated on.
She's not getting cheated on.
Bang it. Then go ahead. Let her get cheated on. Go ahead.
I don't think he's cheating on you. That's going to be your first. We need more details. Like, has this ever happened before? Has he cheated on you before? I'm telling you, I'm going off the call. Going off the call and what we know so far, this is innocent. He's literally getting you a birthday present.
Then let's do this.
Relax.
Let's do this. Let's just attempt. And listen to the sarcasm in my voice when I say this. If we can get one call right now from somebody here in Maryland that says, yeah, you know what? I temporarily turned my location services off without telling my partner why. And the reason was not shady. So let's see if we can get a story that makes sense. Who's on the phone?
This is Jackie on 1 in Columbia.
Jackie. What happened?
Hello. Okay, so my partner had been trying to lose weight and trying all these different diets.
Okay.
And, you know, I was trying to support him and said, okay, yeah, let's do this. And we had location services on.
Yeah.
And, like, I just...
Where'd you go, girl?
I was not trying...
Where'd you go eat? Tell me.
It was, lunchtime. I turned it off and went to Taco Bell.
You know what? Yes, and you know what? That's a supportive partner because she didn't want her partner to know that she was getting a Crunchy Taco Supreme because
it was so good too, wasn't it?
She's
it so
trying
tasty.
To be supportive and she didn't want them to know so I'm getting a chalupa right now.
I like the chicken cantina burritos.
Okay, listen,
okay,
we're not here to judge order. It's fine.
I'm a soft taco and Crunchy Taco Supreme kind of girl.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and the cheesy nacho fries as well.
All the way. Yep.
Okay, all right.
But yeah, so I didn't want to discourage him from continuing.
That's kindness.
How can I argue with that? Okay, so wait. When you hear this story,
as someone that
turns their location services off behind their partner's back, when you hear this story, do you think it's shady or no?
I agree with Jess. We need more details because 5 weeks out, I could see maybe you're just not a great gift giver. Or maybe all men.
You think I'm not? You think I'm not a great gift giver?
I have no idea. I'm just saying we need more details for sure. Well, I don't know. I mean, Jess is not, like, very good and awesome.
I don't know about you.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you for calling us. But we have somebody else too. Who's this, Jess?
This is Chris on 2 in Baltimore.
Chris, good morning.
Yeah. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Jess. I'm okay.
Just
want to hear your story. You say, yes, I admit I have turned my location services off without my partner's knowledge, but I swear it was not for a shady reason.
That is absolutely correct. Actually, I turned off my location, my Bluetooth, and my internet to save my battery.
There you go. Hello?
Okay.
And I don't know how much damage you can do in an hour anyway.
Okay.
So you did it
and because you wanted to preserve your battery. Now, did your partner realize that you did this?
No, and they know I do it all the time. I haven't shared that with them, but I've told them since then, because when their phone goes low, I'll say, well, hey, if you turn your location, your Bluetooth, and your internet off, your battery will last a lot longer.
This person is mindful And he wants you to say it. He's conservative, he's mindful, and he wants you to be able to use your phone.
Can I tell you what? In the back of my head, I'm like, we're just giving cheaters ammo right now. We're just giving cheaters ammo for their partners. They're like, hey, listen, no, I'm not cheating. I'm just conserving battery power,
babe. Based off of the call, we need more information. I genuinely think he was getting her a gift. I do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Do your kids call you something that's totally bizarre other than mom and dad? It's Kramer and Jess on Mix 106.5, or maybe it's you. Have you come up with some fun, loving, maybe unique nickname for your parents? I'm asking this question because what my nieces call my uncle is something I've never heard before in my life.
We should actually probably start taking calls and texts on this. So 410-583-1065. I don't know if we'll get them, but like we can open the phones. What's the story?
My nieces, 10-year-old Maya, Gen Alpha, 13-year-old Abby, Gen Z, call my uncle Slim Thick Batty. Slim Thick Batty. Okay.
But why?
When Garage Boy and I were in San Diego with our family and friends for vacation. Literally.
But why?
They're like, Slim Thick Batty.
Slim Thick Batty.
To my uncle, their father, their dad.
Thick Batty. I mean, why? Is there a reason why they call him that?
I mean, at first I was like Batty, what did you just say?
Batty obviously being a term you would call
Of endearment.
Of endearment. For someone that you find usually attractive, like if I saw a young woman that I found attractive, I may call her a Batty.
But listen, I also call my friends Batty.
That's true.
You are Botox Batty. In my phone.
Jess just called me Botox. Did you change it?
After you got Botox, you are literally Botox Batty Kramer in my phone, right? Term of endearment. And at first, it shook me to my core when I heard the girls call my uncle Slim Thick Batty. Because at first I'm like, yeah. I would never say something like that to my father.
Is this a generational thing, I wonder? Because, yeah, I call my dad. I'd be terrified to call him anything other than dad, father, papa.
I call my dad. Sometimes I also make up words. I make up sounds. If I'm trying to be like,
but as a
goofy,
kid, though,
silly.
But as a kid, would you?
As
have done
a kid,
it?
No.
There's no way.
No. It's dad, right? Maybe I might call my dad Dadaroo. what are you doing, Dad? Or
now, though, yeah. As an adult.
Totally.
But as a kid, at their age, would you have done it?
No, it's just Dad. But then at first, when I hear this, I'm like shook to my core.
Yeah.
Like, did you literally just call my uncle a slim, thick baddie? But then I thought to myself, wait a second, that's actually like uplifting. It's a term of endearment. And then it kind of felt empowering in a way. And I almost feel like maybe he feels empowered in a way. And I actually love it.
Wait, a text from the 410. My 4-year-old calls me Mommy Chicken Nugget because I let her eat in the car once. One time. And now she calls me Mommy Chicken Nugget. All the time.
That feels like a term of endearment because now it's like, I feel like your child is connecting a moment in their life to you that it's like, you're letting me eat these chicken nuggets in my car. Like, you see me and I see you.
A text from the 443. My son calls me Captain Crunchy Pants because my knees crack every time I stand up.
That's mean.
That one's kind of rude.
Like, and I would rather take Slim Thick Batty than Crunchy Pants because you hear my knees pop because I can't get low anymore.
Another text from the 443. My daughter has called me Big Booty Judy since I was 3. I have no idea where she even heard that. Text in the 443. I made one bad fart joke once, and now my kids call me Gas Queen. I regret everything.
No.
Yeah. Let's talk to, this is Sarah. Actually, let's talk to Holly first. Holly's at work, so she's got to go. Holly in Cecil County, good morning.
Hello.
What do your kids call you? What's the nickname they have for you?
My son calls me Swag Mama Chimichanga.
Now, why? Why?
Wait, why?
He's in his 20s, so about 15 or so years ago, he took my phone and programmed my name as Swag Mama Chimichanga. So anywhere I go, if I ask the phone a question, it will reply with, yes, Swag Mama Chimichanga, very loudly. It's done it in doctor's offices, stores.
Hang on a second. Do we have an origin story? Like, where did Swag Mama Chimichanga even come from?
I don't know. It's just, I was a young mom, and we grew up together, and he just sort of, you know, over music and seeing things we have in common,
yeah,
it just sort of evolved.
That
and
was
I'm,
that.
And always been Swag Mama Chimichanga.
And now here you are.
I love that.
I'm so glad we got to talk to you face to face, Swag Mama Chimichanga. And now the whole city gets to know you. And that's a real honor.
There
so thank you,
you
for being a part of the show today. We appreciate that. That's a celebrity on the phone right now. Another text, Jess, here that says, not me, but my husband is Snore Monster Supreme.
No.
It's what our kids whisper when he falls asleep on the couch.
Wait.
So.
Oh,
that's rough. This is Sarah and Audrina. This is mother daughter. Hi guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the name that you have, Audrina. This is the name that you have for your father.
And Big Beck.
Big Beck.
Wait, you call your dad Big Beck?
Yes, I call my dad Big Beck.
Okay, so Audrina is 10. Yeah. Can you please explain to those who are not familiar with the term Big Beck on what that is?
What Big Beck is, it technically it's like a song, and you're a hunchback big whale person. You got a hunchback.
A hunchback big back person. Whale. Why do you, this is the human that brought you into this world. Why would you call your father that?
Let's get technical. I brought her in.
Thank you. I was about to check him, but I knew you would, so I just let you take that, Sarah. Yeah,
she's like, hang on.
I was about to check him,
let's
too.
Let's talk about technicality.
But wait,
here.
So why do we call Dad Big Back, though?
He's very heavy set, so.
Is it very heavy? Now, how is that received? Does father like being called Big Back or no?
Yeah, I mean, he laughs about it.
He laughs.
Honestly, I think maybe you should try Slim Thick Batty because I feel like it would probably make him feel a little better.
Well received.
Yeah, totally.
Totally. So maybe Dad can get rebranded now.
Rebrand Dad.
Slim Thick Batty. All right. How much money are you spending every single month on subscriptions?
Oof.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Any idea?
I think
this is the problem.
No, this is the problem.
Because it's like $5 here, $10 there. Like, it's not a big deal when you like.
We're just doing streaming, right?
No. Like everything. Like when you start adding up all your subscriptions, like you have any idea how much you're actually spending every single, because I have a number, by the way.
You do?
I do. This is Mix, by the way. It's Kramer and Jess. Do you have an idea, by the way? Do you have any idea how much you're spending every single month? Because I'm about to give you a total what most people are spending on subscriptions every single month and year. If you do, because some of you guys are really, Jess and I are, we're just a bunch of yahoos out here. I'm not good. Are you good at budgeting? I'm not. I don't sit down every month and like crunch the numbers.
When it comes to like subscriptions, I feel like my two biggest flaws in life is not knowing what my subscriptions are, and also like forgetting to get my mail. Like, honestly, my biggest flaws.
Mine's like committing to relationships and subscriptions. Okay. Like, no doubt. Okay. Those are absolutely the two things I need to work on the most.
Okay.
Do you know, does anybody know their actual number? Because some of you guys are really good at finances. Anybody know how much they're actually spending on subscriptions? You can text us, call us, 410-583-1065.
Crap. I'm going to go, I mean, at minimum, I would assume, I'm assuming
well, let me give you a couple things to think about when we talk about subscriptions. Obviously, all your streaming TVs. So think about like Netflix's, Hulu's, you know, whatever else you're streaming.
Yeah.
HBO, whatever. Think about if you're paying for any type of Amazon Prime, that's also considered a subscription that you're paying for.
Mm-hmm.
Think about all your music apps. If you're not listening to your Odyssey app, which is free, by the way, I'm just letting you know there are alternatives that are free, like our free and easy. This is not a plug that we set up for, but we do have an alternative. It's free. It's called Odyssey, AUDACY. It's free. Go listen to us on the Odyssey app. But that, you know, if you're listening to one of those paid services, that's also one that you're writing on there. I know for me, I pay for Apple Fitness. You might be paying for a Peloton.
Oh, wow.
So, like, that's another $10 a month. Okay. Like, just some things to think about before you even start to formulate your number of what you might be paying for. What do you think? If you had to throw a number out there, what do you think you're paying a month?
So, I know this is way under. I'm just going to throw out $200 because I know half of that is...
apps, dude. Think about your apps.
Dude, because for me, for me personally, and I know this kind of takes me out of like the general public, the amount of editing apps that I have on my phone for photos and videos for our show, I will never say out loud how much I pay for that personally. I won't, because I'm embarrassed about it.
I know.
So, but it's also, but like, I mean, to my defense though, a lot of it is it's for the show and it's for our work.
What if we didn't though? If you took out taking out work, if you just for personal, what do you think you're spending?
Oh,
100 maybe?
Yeah.
About 100?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say probably $100 a month. The average person in Maryland spends about $90 a month on subscriptions. So like if you're spending about $90 a month, that's about average. But y'all, when you add that up, that's about $1,000 a year that you're spending on subscriptions. Here's the scary part about this, that we waste about $200 a year on stuff that we don't even really use.
Or that you don't even know that you are getting charged for.
That, like, that you forgot about, that like you signed up for a trial and like that you're not even using. $200 a year.
I was paying for this like random Microsoft Word thing or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when I told you about that I forgot to cancel when I graduated college. I don't even have that laptop anymore.
When
Blair.
Did you graduate?
In 2018. I just found that out in the last year.
Is there an epidemic of crying at fast food restaurants going on right now?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's the deal? What's the deal? I think Jess has brought something to the surface, and now we can't cover it up.
Yeah. You know? Last week, I had a breakdown at Mod Pizza in Towson, and I was crying in the dining area as I was waiting for my pizza because a song came on that reminded me of my family in San Diego.
Yeah.
And it made me think about how great of a time we had, how fast it went by, how much I miss my family. And it wasn't even like, and when I say cry, like it wasn't like a cute little sweet soft tear down the cheek kind of cry. Like I was crying in there in public. Yeah.
So this is Mixed, by the way. It's Kramer and Jess. We were talking about this during Friday, right? And I was kind of poking fun at Jess for that, because just imagine that scene of like you're just sitting there enjoying your, you know, your moderately priced delicious pizza, and like there's this girl sitting over there like in tears, and it's like, this is like not really the place. But then I thought to myself, and I was like, wait a minute, when I moved to Columbia, it'd been like a really long move, mm-hmm. right? And it cost like $2,500. I got a 2-bedroom apartment. Like it was an 8-9 hour move. I don't have a lot of stuff. It was like one thing after another. I barely got sleep that night. I woke up the next morning in a brand new apartment. I was just like very out of my element. I went over to the Honey Grow. What is that shopping complex? I forget. But you know the one down in Columbia? And I'm sitting there. I'm eating like a bowl, like slurping a bowl of noodles. You can see this, right? And I'm talking to my mom in my AirPods. And like, I'm just.
Oh, no.
You know when you talk to your mom where like your emotions just come
but
out?
But also your AirPods are in. So like everyone around you just thinks you're like talking to yourself. Crying.
And like, I'm like bawling in tears into my noodle bowl because like, I'm like, Mom, I don't even live here. I don't even know where I am right now. Like, this isn't where I live. I don't even know this place. I'm like, it's just so uncomfortable. And then I had to think about it. I'm like, that must have looked so ridiculous. So we were talking about this, you know, during Friday. We started getting so many messages. And if you've got a story about you crying in a restaurant for a silly reason, I feel like we need to talk about it. You can call 410-583-1065. This message came across over Instagram. It said, OMG, Jess crying at Mod Pizza made me feel so seen. Laugh cry emoji. I once legit cried at a Chick-fil-A drive-thru because they were out of lemonade.
No.
I had the worst day ever. And for some reason, that lemonade was the one thing holding me together. When they said that they were out, I said, okay. And then full-on sobbed once I got to the window. The poor worker looked at me terrified and gave me a free cookie.
Okay, I actually really feel that. And I think that's so legit because if you're having the worst day ever and you're like, you know what's going to pick me up? A lemonade from Chick-fil-A. You've already been in the drive-thru for who knows how long, and then you get to the window and they tell you don't have any more.
It's all you're looking forward to.
I would freak out too.
Wait, this is another DM we got after just talking about this. It said, Jess crying at Mod Pizza reminded me one time that I burst into tears at a Taco Bell. I had just broken up with my boyfriend in the parking lot, and I thought I was fine until I got inside and realized that they forgot the nacho cheese.
No.
And so I just stood there silently crying with a crunch wrap in one hand. And the little and my little cup of Baja Blast in the other. And the guy next to me was like, ma'am, are you okay? And I just whispered, I don't know.
No, I'm not good. I'm not good right now.
Okay, if you cried in a fast food restaurant and you want to share, and just relate to us. We're like a certain breed, aren't we?
Yeah, it's okay if you had to cry in public.
Yeah,
410. At a fast food place, it's fine.
410-583-1065.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.